30 miles southeast of downtown Cleveland. Stocks opening higher this morning on Wall Street. More details, srnnews.com.
But look around, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary, and giving up is not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn, in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a couple of more warm days before a big cool down. Today's high temperature up to about 86. Mostly cloudy, but still dry through tonight. Low tonight down to about 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, some widely scattered showers and possibly some thunderstorms. We'll be up to about 87 Friday. I've got us around 84 Saturday. Showers becoming more likely and maybe some thunderstorms on Sundays as it turns much cooler with a high only around 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Irondale man accused of placing a bomb in front of the Alabama Attorney General's office pleaded not guilty Wednesday. 26-year-old Kyle Benjamin Douglas Calvert is a self-described pansexual and Antifa supporter. Calvert will remain in custody with no bail throughout the duration of his case. Alabama lawmakers on Wednesday rejected a bill that would provide new sentences for inmates who were given the death penalty despite a jury's recommendation for life imprisonment. There are currently 33 people on Alabama's death row who were sentenced by judicial override. A bill that would raise the online sales tax in Alabama is being debated in the State House. The current internet sales tax is 8% for online purchases. HB 258 would raise that number to 9.3%. The additional revenue from the tax would go primarily to schools. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104, an 88-inch stand-on, and industry-leading warranties. Hustler mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware U.S. 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 2 as they partner with the police department for the National DEA Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Bradville, Millbrook, Montgomery, or Phoenix City location and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 2.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join us to celebrate 20 years of Biscuits with a fun summer of baseball at Riverwalk Stadium in 2024. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
And Doug.
To celebrate everyone who's customized and saved hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, we got a savings siren that goes off every time someone saves. There it is. It's a really more savings, which really, okay, a lot of savings. Little annoying now. Will you stop saving for 5 seconds?
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
I am a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. I am here. Sky Rizzy Mosley is here.
Reverend.
Reverend Sky Rizzy Mosley. Amy Beth Shaver is here. And Allison came back.
Yay, Allison.
Yay, Allison's back. Woo, applause. I don't have an applause.
Please, wait a second. If you do an applause, I'm going to need applause if I leave and come back. Randall, she's back.
Yeah, Randall really missed me.
Randall was stressed.
Randall.
He thought she was already at the re-education.
And we are not gonna go away.
Are you sure he didn't think I was fired?
Why would he
be fired? He had several conspiracy theories at first. Abducted by aliens.
That would have been the most fun.
A covert agent for some government. I forget which one.
For the World Economic Forum.
Oh my gosh, what if it ends up that...
It's because I'm so sophisticated and intelligent.
Yes. That's right.
And so deep
thinking.
I think
James Bond.
Yeah.
Speaking of James Bond, while I was gone...
Yeah.
Scott got glasses.
These are just blue light glasses because I have to look at so many screens.
It's about time.
I don't think they help with that.
They don't help with the vision. They just make it a little bit crisper and a little less bright. Because we have the clean feed monitor, the Big Sky Rizzy monitor, the Zoom monitor, my computer, my phone, sometimes the iPad. And then these bright lights in here, and then I've got Allison and Abs, who are bright shining lights as well, so I have to have
that was a good
glasses.
Save.
Was it?
That was such a good save.
Wait, Sky, look what at
you, what are you
look,
doing?
I'm gonna
what
show you,
you
the studio. I don't know if he's ever seen the studio. Okay. So there's our chicken. There's our chicken.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you said
there's
check
abs.
In.
There's abs. I know.
I thought she said check
see,
in.
See, this
too,
is what we look at in. When we see.
Hey, it's me.
There's clean feed and you, and there's Zoom.
Lots of lights.
And Scott has glasses.
Wow. Mm, so you like these? Good, good. I don't wear them all the time, just part of the time.
but I actually can see the
letters better with these.
Did you pick those?
I tried them yesterday.
Yeah, no, I wore them.
No, they came from Amazon. They're probably 47 pairs in the bag. You know what I'm saying? They're made in China.
Before I get mine,
And they probably guarantee that I need real glasses after I wear these for a little while. But it's all good, and it's a wonderful day here in the heart of God's country, a Thursday, the 18th day of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. Hope all our listeners have had a good morning. And by the way, If you want to be a first-time caller or you forgot the number,
yeah,
1-800-289-9228. And if you're in the River Region, they like the River Region number.
It's three less digits, Scott. 272.
Because the 800 is too much for the listeners to remember?
You don't need that. 272-9228 in the River Region.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Allison, we're glad you're back. Not as glad as Randall, but we're glad you're back.
I'm so happy I at least have one.
You have one fan.
You have one fan.
But he is a mega fan.
So he counts for three people.
Ask Sky. Sky wouldn't lie to you. We might fudge it a little.
True story.
But Randall was worked up this week.
Yeah.
I thought I was never coming back.
Seriously, I'm not kidding. I think he really kind of, as the week went on and Allison didn't return, he just kept getting more and more concerned. And, you know, when Randall gets concerned about something, wow.
You're going to know about it.
Yes. You're all going to hear about it.
Mm-hmm. So. I don't even think my kids noticed I was gone, so I appreciate that.
I can identify with that.
Yeah, they're like, we can make it. No, but we went to Las Vegas for one of Jared's, I don't know, whatever he does, steel business industry.
Conference.
Okay.
So it was a tax write-off.
It was all free. You just write it off.
That's what all the leftists think. You write it off and it was free. I'm like, no, you spent your money. They just didn't make you pay more taxes on it.
But somebody else is paying for it, right? And that's what the leftists love. The government, we're all paying for it.
In their case, but I'm pretty sure y'all paid for that one.
Well, either way, we hate Vegas.
Really?
And we end up there all the time.
It smells like skunks, doesn't it?
It smells like skunks.
Would you say skunks or weed?
I think it's the same thing.
Or does
weed
smell like skunks?
I think it does.
Everything. And we don't gamble. Like, my interest in gambling is less than zero. And Jared is the same. So, but, I mean, I sat by the pool, and it was really nice.
Is it hot out there?
Yeah. Like, today it's supposed to be 90.
It's desert heat, right?
Yeah. And it's dry.
It's a dry heat.
So you want to get going on that, Scott? I know you have opinions about...
No, I mean, that's why those women are ugly, but that's okay. That's why the northern women are ugly, too. Y'all have heard that theory before, that the reason southern women are prettier is because of humidity.
It keeps their skin moist.
And Yankee women are ugly because it just dries them out in the winter, and the western women are ugly because the sun is baking and it's dry and it's just chapped lips and scrunching.
It's just bad.
That and the combination of people got off the boats and some people's family was like, I think I'll go left because it's warmer. And the ones who went right... weren't the brightest.
Clearly.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's go and freeze to death.
Let's go and freeze our butts off. And it's really cold. And maybe they said, hey, look, our wives are already ugly. They'll have to put on more clothes. I think there's a chance of that.
So, I do wonder why
this
there
is
are
another deep thought.
Things make Wait, so much let me, sense.
Why are there homeless people in Buffalo, New York?
That makes no sense to me either.
I don't get it.
Like Miami, I would think I'd be covered up.
Yeah.
But yeah, why be homeless
in Buffalo?
New York City?
Ooh, I don't know. Or how about Philadelphia?
Yeah, I don't get it.
You can't even find
it. What is the Seattle? It rains all the time.
Ew,
right. Yeah, why be homeless out in the wet?
Oh my gosh. It is like a war zone out there.
They're already smoking weed.
You're right.
They already smell like skunks, and it's all body odor and weed.
I mean, it is the eventual end.
Yeah.
I got yelled at somebody on the streets when I was in Seattle. They're crazy.
What did they yell at you?
Oh, he thought I was a white supremacist.
And you said
I said, sir, I'm actually biracial. Then he started making fun of me.
Yeah, he didn't buy it.
See, you can't win with those people. And like, then, what did he want you to say?
I don't know, but then my sweet Wesley was like, Mom. And I was like, I can't help it.
Stop arguing with the
homeless
guy.
And so then God gave us microphones, and it's all okay.
So what did I miss? Randall.
Okay, unbelievable Scott shows. Has a new game show he likes to play that actually gives us an option, and I frankly loved it. He plays a game now called three curtains. Like, let's make a deal.
A deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Radio's you were texting about our curtains today.
And all of us thought it was funny, and we knew, but you weren't in the cool kid club, so you had no idea the reference we were
making. He offered three to open up the stories.
Curtains. Yes.
Carol Merrill?
That was Monty Hall's sidekick on Let's Make a Deal.
Oh.
She would pull the curtain back.
Did Monty Hall use doors or was his curtains?
They had both.
They had both.
Sometimes they used boxes.
Did they say what's behind door number one? Because door just seems like it works better, but...
Well, that was for the big
curtain.
The big finale. They used door number one, two, and three.
Okay. I think we might should go to door, because I just think,
it sounds
what's behind door,
door
number
okay.
one?
Okay. All right. I like door. Mm-hmm.
Do
we play that?
Do we have a gong? Wait. No, that's the gong show.
Right. Oh.
Wait. What happens when you open the door? Is there sound?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. We need
We're just
that.
Getting there.
Well, that's where Carol Merrill comes in.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And she does what? Yeah.
You know, she points and goes. You want to use like the rice-a-roni, you know, and stuff like that.
Someday when we have cameras, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can we do that?
Like the lady on, what's the one where they turn the letters around?
Vanna. Duh.
Can y'all do the Vanna thing?
Yeah.
Is that sexist? Abs can.
Allison can.
Do you know what a disaster that would be? I don't think she wears flip-flops.
There's a skin.
And
in
I don't,
this.
She may.
And I don't think she just takes the letter and goes. Look, it goes around and around.
You mean like all women closing their car doors?
Oh my gosh. Why do y'all do that, by the way?
What do we do?
That is, it's made a meme. Have you seen the one where, because my wife does this, so I think it's a universal thing. And the husband gets out and he closes the door, clink. And the wife just gets out and just slams the crud out of them, no matter what.
Do you not do that?
I'm new to this. I didn't know that was a thing.
Scott, it's because she has a fancy car.
No, she slams her door. There's no doubt.
She does slam her door. Well, we get in the car with arms full of crap, and then we get out also arms full of crap. And sometimes we have to use our foot to kick the door.
And slam the door.
And so that's why we don't have our hands free, because the men go, do-do-do-do-do, and they get out of the car. Because they only have their keys and their thoughts.
Right.
We have the whole world in our hands.
And that's why y'all slam the door?
The door closed and get inside and start something else. That's why. You're welcome, everybody.
I try. I really try. I've got a huge ding on the side of my car right now where somebody, I'm sure some precious, I'm telling myself it was some cute little five-year-old that was just
that
jumping out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a centimeter, like deep.
A ding?
Ooh, I don't like that.
Like you open the door. No, it's like a scratch. It's like, and it's like you open the door and then you just can't move.
It might have been a bug.
Oh. Allison.
A grocery buggy.
Allison, you don't need to take your car to the store, or you need to do like rush and park way. He either had a grocery car store or, I mean, a car for the grocery store, or he would park far, far away and walk in.
I park far, far away.
I park.
Not because I have a good car.
Look.
You know why I park far, far away?
Why?
I don't like the driving up to see if one's there, and then everybody's parked crooked and catty-cornered, so I can barely get my fat gut out while I'm trying to... So I just park way away. And
Chris
my wife's
parks
like,
far, far away.
Can you find a farther away parking space?
Oh, gosh.
You know what 50-something I've done now?
What do you
I
do?
Did it once, and it kind of stopped. I just pulled out and went to one further away. I'm like,
you
yes,
did
I
not.
Can. Because
no,
I
you
am
did it.
I am talented.
Yeah, that's our
Notice
family
he said
joke.
He did that once. That was all it took.
And then
does Jared have to pull through in his big truck? Because Chris has to pull through in his big truck. It's too big to park near
Jared
any other cars.
Backs in his truck, and I've
he's
always
a
heard
inner
only rednecks back in. Yeah,
really.
But he's from Vestavia. He's not a.
Vestavia people like the they some of them like the whole looking from like I'm from the country.
Well, his formative years.
If you've ever gone to the high school, there's a lot of trucks.
I agree
stuff,
with
and
that.
Like, man, I'm
nice
down.
Nice daddy trucks.
I'm down with the country. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but just a little bit of that wannabe country.
Okay, with the KC lights and the gun rack. I got you.
Absolutely.
But Jared's formative years were in Irondale.
There we go.
I don't know. Sky's looking at me. I don't know what the equivalent in
Street
Montgomery
cred is. What
is.
That is.
What would that be?
Going to JD?
Maybe, yeah.
Going to JD, yeah. I'd say.
Irondale, yeah, but it was, those were his wild years back in fourth and fifth
did
and sixth grade.
Did he go to Huffman? Or did he go to Irondale Middle?
Wasn't it Grissom?
I don't
Wait,
know.
No,
I don't know
that was Huntsville. That's the high school Chris went to in Huntsville.
Okay, never mind. I'll have to.
Anyway, okay, I did not know that.
Yeah.
All
right. And then,
that makes a lot of sense.
And then his parents were like, we got to get our kids, we got to get Jared out of Irondale. So they moved him to Vestavia. So he's kind of half and half. He's like you, Abs. He's like half and half. Half. Little,
yeah. I know I liked him. I know I liked him.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I don't know. Now I'm going to start kicking my door.
What is half and half? Like, give me a little Gucci gun rack? Is that?
Well, yes. Like, absolutely, Scott.
A little fuzzy covered gun rack.
Like, he goes to the locker room in Auburn and buys all his fancy clothes. But then
but
like,
they're camouflaged?
No, they're not camo. But then he like eats his barbecue and his pork rinds and it's all over his clothes, you know. And he's like, I don't care.
Then he may have left the country, but the country never left him.
Backs his truck in at the mall.
Oh my word.
He's not listening, is he?
You know, he probably is. Every time, Jared. I say something super inappropriate or I talk about him, he listens.
Sounds like an awesome childhood.
When I'm really, really smart and could make him proud.
When did that happen?
Like once.
You've been right a few times.
April. Yeah. He's always proud of you.
We can record that. We also need you to fix the Chinese clock.
We don't know how to do it.
Oh, we're way off.
We are. Either our sky is off.
No,
I'm going to leave.
Pretty sure it's us.
We've got to take a break. We'll be back.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you're going to rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions. Combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region, call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Both the ladies of Liberty are here. Dixie and Trixie.
Hello.
All right, Scott. How are things going on the recovery front? I like to get updates, and I know our listeners definitely like to hear them.
Let's see. Today is day 56.
I know you said yesterday 55, mm-hmm. I think, if my math is right.
That's correct.
It just seems impossible.
It does seem impossible. It's all taken so long, and it's gone by so fast. I just don't know. Ever since the, to catch everybody up, you know, she was at UAB, she had the brain aneurysm. They put a shunt in her brain to drain the spinal fluid.
Uh-huh.
And she was great. I told you yesterday, a picture came up, somebody texted me I hadn't heard from in a while in Birmingham. And above it was March 7th, the picture of Martha. And
okay.
It just kicked me right in the stomach because we were so close. Anyway, the shunt turned out to be infected with staph. And all my research indicates that that happens upon implementation. So it had to come out, and it's just been such a struggle ever since. And yesterday, they went up there. And nobody told me they were moving her back to the Encompass rehab facility yesterday. So right as I arrive,
oh no,
you know, master of timing strikes again. So she's back there. We're trying to get her to eat more. She's very weak, you know, 8 weeks. And I just, you know, it's going to be a struggle. We've got to get her up. We've got to get her eating because she has a limited time at the rehabilitation place. So, I tell you the truth, I'm just going to quit. I've got to stop getting my hopes up and just live in the moment because the ups and downs.
The roller coaster is exhausting.
anyway, so.
So what's the prayer? What specifically can we pray for her and for you?
Recovery.
Okay.
Just that Martha will, that we can gain that momentum back again. And start putting some good days together, good hours together, good days together. And that's it. So please continue to pray and keep a good thought.
Hey, Scott, we got a show.
Yeah, I know.
We're trying to
this
do.
This is someone
to be
who.
Such a downer all the time about
who
this.
Who knows we have a show?
I just can't, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth.
No, I appreciate that. And it helps us. I mean, you seem good, though. Like, God is sustaining you, I would say.
Yeah.
So
this is my new live in the moment.
Okay.
That's your live in the moment faith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Just stay in the moment. Don't get too out in front.
Your hair looks good today, too.
All right. Thank you, Allison.
And your shirt is so nicely pressed, and it looks it's fancy.
It's real embroidery right there.
That's actually impressive.
It is impressive.
Did you do that yourself?
No, you got to buy that in the hippie rock star stores up in New York.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They don't make these.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, thanks, y'all. I appreciate the opportunity. Keep praying.
Well, I know everybody wants to be updated, so good deal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's get out of the phones. Charles the First of Douany wanting to weigh in on something. Charles the First, is this? Oh, this is from yesterday.
Yes
sir. How are you?
I'm really great. Hello, Amy Best. I'm glad to have you back, Allison.
Thank you.
Democritus's students flew to Bali to do reports. You know, they can't be at school when you're off. You know, the ones that have to follow you there. Yeah. But what I wanted to talk about was, I think it's very important and important that we realize it. Becky Gerritsen did an opinion piece yesterday in 1819 News talking about the Innovative Districts Bill.
Yes.
Which is based on the World Economic Forum. This is their idea, folks. Again, it's our legislature bringing in Democrat socialist-based things, you know, like they did with the ethics that I was telling you about, who they brought in for that. Now, what this does is it allows independently academia, in other words, universities, and businesses to have no-bid areas in the state where they can use eminent domain and do whatever they want to with the tax money that's collected. This takes it out of the hands of your county commissioner. It limits what government can do and places every citizen in the state where, let's say that they wanted to bring in a where they're going to plug up for the electric cars. If they so decided and the academia gets together and they say, well, this will be a good place to put one of those, then your land is in danger, I would think, and where the tax dollars are going to go.
So Charles the First of Douany, is this the natural, because I want to point out that I don't think this is step one. I would say this is step two or three or four, because this sounds like the coming to fruition of those regional planning commissions where they looked into all these cities and they said, oh, this intersection over here needs to be a commercial development zone, and then all of a sudden they changed the zoning. Mm. Sounds like now they're going to really breathe strong life into that has been around for years and years and years. And people said, this is where all this is going to go. And as usual, everyone else said, you're an idiot, you're a rube, you see a boogeyman behind every bush, you conspiracy theorist, tinfoil hat wearing knucklehead. And here we are.
Well, that's right. But this is kind of like what happened with COVID and businesses. Only this will be able to be selective with academia and businesses that are in a clique, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And if they don't want mom and pop around, they have every capability of doing it. And you have no means of saying, look, county commissioner or persons that are picking no competitive bids, we will not elect you next time. Okay? Nothing can be done. It's out of our hands, and it's given away by our legislature to, I don't really trust a lot of academia anyway, and a business gathering there. And you can read about it. You know, Becky did such a good article and states things nicely, simply, and...
Well, that's what we're looking for. People have given us some summaries of that legislation that were long and wandering. We're going to definitely go through what Becky has put out there.
Yes.
I just texted her to see if she wanted to come on the show.
Yeah, we're so glad you brought that up, Charles.
I'd love it if she came on, and I appreciate it. Glad to have you back, Allison, and thanks for letting me take that, everyone.
You got it. Charles First of Douany. We'll be back.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check.
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
"It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused."
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam, it could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the River Region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Introducing the future of construction, Southern Steel. Strong, durable, and built to last. From towering warehouses, pole barns, and barn dominiums to manufactured metal roof panels, Southern Steel has you covered. Save time and money with quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, visit Southern Steel today and build your dreams in steel at 1295 North McDonough Street or 240-2223.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a couple of more warm days before a big cool down. Today's high temperature up to about 86. Mostly cloudy, but still dry through tonight. Low tonight down to about 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, some widely scattered showers and possibly some thunderstorms. We'll be up to about 87 Friday. I've got us around 84 Saturday. Showers becoming more likely and maybe some thunderstorms on Sundays as it turns much cooler with a high only around 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Lots of stuff to do. Lots of stuff to talk about. I've got some questions for y'all. Some, I don't know. What's the old ethical thing? There was a dilemma. There was a game or cards that you had to say, would you rather do this or that?
No, not one of
games. What's the name of the game?
Scruples was the game.
Oh,
so it'll be a kind of a scruples
question. I haven't done the curtains yet.
Well, you'll get your time.
We're going to play Let's Make a Deal later, I think.
Right? Let's Make a Deal today has to do with Katie Britt.
Well, the congressional district too.
Yeah, and
I get it. I see what you did there.
Oh, I didn't even mean to do that, but that was good. Yeah, that was good.
I don't know if I'd have said that. Let's go to Dixter real quick, though. He has a public service announcement, and the topic interests me because I need to know these things. Dixter, welcome to the program.
Hey, if you're on I-22, man, slow it down to speed limit because they passed it out to them driver's award tickets.
Did you get a driver's award, Dixter?
No. I got them radar busters,
I gotcha.
I'm doing a hot shot on the quivering liver, to carry to somebody who's got to go up to Memphis. But that's what I'm working on. Hot shot, where you got to have it move fast and quick.
He delivers. You deliver organs, right?
Well, you have to explain that because it sounded like maybe.
I did not know that. I just understood what he said.
This was old-fashioned moonshine delivery.
No, I thought he was doing a liver detox, and he was doing
I thought he was shocking cattle.
All right. Behind door, we'll go ahead and do it. Behind door number one, Dixter is helping deliver organs for organ transplants. Behind number two, he is delivering moonshine. No, the Amy Best. Behind door number three, he is delivering detox products for. After you've drank the moonshine. And behind door number four, Sky said, what?
I thought he was shocking cattle, a hot shot. Remember that?
With a cattle prod.
Oh, you better stop that.
Dang, Dixter.
I'm a door number five.
What's that?
When you're the can-do, got to get it done to man, they call you up and say, come on down.
Wait, you have a liver in a cooler in your car currently?
No, I'm fixing to pick it up. Down at UAB.
Ooh.
Yeah. They have a hot shot business. You can get it, put it on one of them jets, but hey, do you know how much it costs to a quivering liver somewhere? It costs it real expensive. Hey. I work cheap.
Dixter, I don't want to get too pushy here or does this pay well? Because I'm thinking I've got some spare time every so often. Or do you have the market cornered?
If you work your nights, you get through with your job, you can start eating a chip,
Yeah.
You can get you a Lamborghini after about 6 months, blowing up, But
wait a second. You take these in your car, or do you take them in like an ambulance?
No, you put them in a car or a cooler, one of them Yeti coolers. They keep it cold for a long time.
You put your moonshine in there and the liver. The sandwich.
Great.
We put the moonshine in the radiator.
I mean, I've never seen Dixter. I've never met Dixter, but just based on
his... you've always wanted to.
Now I do. You don't really sound like a liver transporter, so I'm very intrigued.
Yes.
I'm very intrigued.
I am too. I'm impressed.
Dixter is transporting livers in the General Lee.
Man.
Off the Dukes of Hazzard. That fits the whole picture.
Is it really?
I'm in a yellow taxi cab that I bought from up in New York that no longer is serving.
Is this real? For real? Like, really?
Yes, really.
Is it the big bulbous kind, Dixter, or is one of the more modern ones? I mean, does it look like a real taxi cab from the movies?
The taxi cab is, checkered. It's checkered yellow and white.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
But, Yeah, I've got my wife in the back seat. You know, she don't ride in the front because she don't like the way I drive. You know, she has that left arm that'll slap you upside the head if you. That's why I put her in the back. I got one of them sliding glasses. You know, that I got to
close it. Don't want to hear it.
Is she alive?
Yeah, seriously, she's in the trunk with the liver. This is like one of my favorite phone calls ever.
I even got Sawyer, my dog, with us too. You know.
What if he
he's
gets hungry and
he
needs
the
liver?
He's
a dapple wiener.
A dapple what? He's a dapple wiener. He's like a weenie dog, but he's not the little mini, but he's a regular wiener dog, but he's brown. That's what they call a dapple.
A dapple.
Okay, Dixter, a dapple weenie.
Also a snack food.
Oh, we got another one too. Mile marker 94. We got another. We got two highway patrolmen, you know. They had that bad tech yesterday, so they hit I-22 pretty hard right
I got
now.
You. 94, you're almost at the back to the junction, back to 65.
Yeah, I'm fixing to hit 22 pizza. There's another. Wait a minute, let me put my phone down.
Yeah, okay. Good idea.
Sheriff is passing by me, you know. They figured it's not out here now, right now. Buddy.
Wow.
Yeah, y'all watch out there because they are giving out awards.
Do you have Dixter's number? I need a photo of this
please.
Journey.
Could his wife take a picture or like a selfie, something?
Dixter could send a picture, liver, I'm sure.
The dog.
I'll send you a picture. I'll send you a picture when I deliver in the liver.
There you go, okay. Dixter. Yeah. That'll
open
be
the
awesome.
Cooler up and get a shot of that, too.
A little selfie. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Send it to Scott so we can see it.
And I let Dixter know this morning that Abs is no longer in the dog business.
I got shut down and I'm
bummed. But that's good.
Wait, what do you mean?
God was looking out for you because the dog is not available.
Great Pyrenees puppies.
Dixter, we appreciate you, buddy.
I texted you about the dog, didn't I?
You did. I was going to tell him about it.
Yeah, man, you need to go by that creekside place and get you one of them, what did I call that, the belly... pork belly sandwich. Mm-hmm. That thing will make you slap your mama. It's so good. But
absolutely.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Dixter. We appreciate you, buddy.
Could we give applause after that?
I mean, that
was... what do you do after that?
I mean, that's just good stuff. That's Alabama.
That was worth leaving
Vegas.
Hey,
look, there is not another show in the country where callers are delivering quivering livers. In a taxi cab.
That we all
and apparently anybody can do
things.
It.
With the very dapper down dressed weenie dog and his wife in the back.
But is Dixter who you would choose to transport your liver?
Oh, absolutely. Because if Dixter says we're going to get it there and get it there on time, it's going to get there. I mean, he's not some...
Okay, you know him better than I do.
Khaki wearing, pencil pushing lawyer type who... You know, if somebody else will bid more for the liver, it's for sale. No, Dixter will...
Get it done.
Dixter's not a goofy goober.
Dixter is an American. He's an American, and if he says it, it's going
to
happen.
I think I might need to meet him.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
In a taxi cab with his dog and his wife and his liver in the trunk. Like, does she just hold the cooler the whole time?
Like, what happens with all that? Honestly, what if the dog got into the open cooler?
That's why you have a Yeti. They're bear-proof and weenie dog-proof.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, my dogs chewed on my Yeti. Yeah,
but they're not bear. They didn't get in.
They didn't get in.
See? That's why you keep the liver in
there. Okay. All right.
I guess he knows.
The only thing you have to worry about is if you're opening the cooler a lot to get out the drinks and stuff, you know, the ice starts melting.
That's a good point, Scott.
I don't want any drinks to come out of the liver cooler, okay?
I mean, look, they got the liver in a Ziploc bag. Yeah. I hope it works better than the ones you put in the freezer. You know, why did the Ziploc bags leak?
I, you know what? I was cursing them yesterday.
Did you buy the dollar store
good version?
Probably. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung. young at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 month lease with 36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tire, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to montgomerymenshealth.com and book your appointment today. montgomerymenshealth.com.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I learned a lot.
I did, too.
The last couple of things. Dijkstra will get us some more information.
I think I'm going to start driving.
Maybe. We could do that. We could do that afterwards.
After the show, obviously.
Hey, Beach driving a bus, huh? You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to see his car. I want to meet his wife. I want to see the organ delivery mechanism. Like, what kind of cooler. I don't want to see the liver. I know, but like, is it plain?
Oh, it'll be the small one with the handle.
Is it white? Like, is it pink in honor of his wife? Like, I don't know.
Lock it up? You know, is it like duct tape? Or do they have a lock on it? What's the
deal? Has a dog tried to gnaw on the cooler, though he can't get in? Like, I have...
You want to know all the stuff?
All the things.
I think we probably don't want to know. It's one of those medical things you just really don't want to know, probably.
Well, that they're like, the fact that we're not fully dead when they take your organs.
I think I'll stop off at the Waffle House, leave it in the car, or maybe not. Maybe take it in with you. You just don't, never
know. Gives me the heebs.
As long as it still works.
It sounds like they're going for a day at the lake, not transporting organs.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, what would you want to do?
Well, I don't know.
You're about to pass a law, weren't you? You're going to want a Brinks truck, fully refrigerated, guarded, drive the speed limit. That's what you want, some regulations, don't you?
Kinda.
And every time it gets there, it'll take 12 hours and it won't be any good. But you let Dixter and Abs.
No. I would take Dixter and Abs, and Abs
or my wife,
over any
they
regulation.
They get to Memphis in like two
up
hours.
Up top, Lori Beeson.
Yes.
Yep.
They're here.
When you want something done.
And done quickly.
It would have been funny if he'd have gotten pulled over in that speed trap. I would have loved to have been on the line to hear him explain all this to a state trooper.
Officer, I'm delivering this quivering liver.
Step out of the car, son.
Let's go to Red Top, who's somewhat on topic. Welcome to the program, Red Top.
The topic of Ziploc bags leaking, I'm sorry, I'm not even going to entertain that.
You're really not, because do the ones you buy not leak? Because when you put like a lot of liquid stuff in there, even the expensive ones,
Red Top doesn't put liquid in Ziploc bags, Scott.
I'm not dumb enough to put liquid in Ziploc bags. Thank you,
Scott. Gotcha. Okay.
So a lot of us don't have those problems. I went to Catholic school, if you noticed.
Yeah.
But
y'all drank all the liquid.
That's right. That's why we have that. You know, you gotta give the exorcist something to do.
There you go. Thank you, bud.
What is the most dramatic thing that happened the past 7 days that nobody's talking about? This changes the world forever. And since you don't know,
the tit for tat between Israel and Iran.
No. The fact that a country was attacked only by air missiles and drones and everything, and nothing happens. There's never been a case in history where there's been a dome over a whole country, suppressed 297 missiles and drones, and not get a scratch on itself, basically. This makes missile warfare obsolete. This should be the biggest topic of the week. I think it's dramatic. And I have to say, Israel is the most incredibly defended country in history. Can you tell me anything that matches that?
No, I'm good. It's not real big. It'd be a lot harder for us to do that over the whole United States.
I know. But see, this was all a result of the Star Wars program and all this. This is what we have come to the peak and culmination of the exactness of it. And I feel that's the biggest news story, maybe of the year, maybe of the century, because we've been on the threat of missile destruction since 1962, basically. So this is dramatic, and I'm surprised more people aren't talking about it. That whole system worked, and it worked real damn good. So, my next question for my congressmen and elected people, is America that well protected?
Absolutely not. That's a good question.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Wow.
So,
go Trump.
Israel is 8,630 square miles. The state of Alabama is 52,420 square miles.